This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in Pakistan today. It's the latest stop on a tour of countries bordering Afghanistan that have offered support to U.S. military operations there. Earlier today, in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, Rumsfeld said he was grateful for Uzbek support. That nation has at least 1,000 U.S. troops on its soil. NPR's Lawrence Sheets joins me from Tashkent. Lawrence, what does Secretary Rumsfeld hope to achieve on this trip?
Well, that is a very good question. To be honest, there have been very few details about the specific goals behind Secretary Rumsfeld's trip. And his stopover in Uzbekistan was no exception to that. During a press conference after Secretary Rumsfeld met with the Uzbek President Islam Karimov, Secretary Rumsfeld gave very few details. He was repeatedly asked whether the United States wanted Uzbekistan to play a greater role, perhaps allowing U.S. ground troops to use Uzbekistan as a staging area for operations in Afghanistan. And Secretary Rumsfeld, as he's done in the past on operational questions, simply refused to answer those questions. We get even less information from Uzbek officials here. This is a very highly controlled society where the media is completely controlled by the state. There is no independent media. And as a matter of fact, Secretary Rumsfeld's visit here has been given just scant coverage in the Uzbek state-controlled media.
Lawrence, what's the attitude of people there in Uzbekistan towards the U.S., towards Osama bin Laden, and towards the Taliban?
Well, it depends on who you speak to. I would say, especially here in the capital, Tashkent, this is a relatively cosmopolitan place. It's very mixed ethnically. There are big minorities of Russians, Koreans, other ethnic groups, in addition to the ethnic Uzbeks who are Sunni Muslims. Here, many people say they do support the U.S. action, and I think, for the most part, those are sincere emotions. People do not want to see a Taliban-style government here. Uzbekistan, by the way, accuses the Taliban of supporting radical groups here in Uzbekistan who aim to set up a strict Islamic regime. Uzbekistan is, for the most part, a very secular society. It has been throughout history. It became even more secular during the 70 years of Soviet rule when atheism was the state religion. So here in Tashkent and many of the larger cities, many do indeed support the U.S. action. I should also mention that the heroin smuggling, which comes through Uzbekistan from Afghanistan, has taken a huge toll here in terms of drug addiction. It's a totally new problem for Uzbekistan. And many people whom I speak with here associate that with the Taliban. It's another reason that lots of people support the coalition. Now, as for numbers, there was a poll published by a government think tank saying that 96% of the population supported the U.S. action. That is obviously inflated. And it's very difficult to give any sort of accurate percentages. People, when you do ask them political questions, and when they know that a journalist is asking the questions, will often give answers they think the authorities want to hear. Now, certainly there are people who disagree with the American action. That would especially be in rural areas where people stick to a stricter interpretation of Islam. Some of these people have told me that they cannot support the U.S. action in Afghanistan as they see it aimed against Muslims in general. Another complicating factor is the fact that the government has cracked down extremely hard on independent Muslims here. The mosques in Uzbekistan are controlled by the government of Uzbekistan. The local imams or mullahs are state employees, effectively. And in its battle with radical Islam, the government has cracked down on people who, for instance, pray five times a day in a mosque. If a young person is seen praying five times a day in a mosque in many places in Uzbekistan, it can be grounds for being arrested by the state or being harassed by the state for supposed radical leanings. This, according to many people, is aggravating the situation. It's creating radicalism rather than stamping it out. And as a matter of fact, many U.S. officials, I would include former Secretary of State Albright when she last visited Uzbekistan, warned the Uzbek government that this type of activity, this type of indiscriminate crackdown on Muslim believers, was bound to create radicalism.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you.